ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਅ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਅ ਡੇ। ਆਵਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਟੂਡੇ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਕੰਕਲੂਡਿੰਗ ਛੰਦ ਆਫ ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਚੌਥਾ। ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸੋਰੀ, ਆਸਾ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ, ਛੰਦ ਘਰ ਛੇਵਾਂ। ਵੀ ਆਲਰੇਡੀ ਰਿਸਾਈਟਡ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਥ੍ਰੀ ਛੰਦਸ, and this shabad begins with a slok to which are attached the chants as amplifications. So the slok, which is the essential message, is ja ko bhay kripal prab har har soi japat nanak preet lagi tin ram syo ਭੇਟਤ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਾਤ। ਸੁਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਲੱਗੀ ਤਿੰਨ ਰਾਮ ਸਿਓ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਕੀ ਟੂ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡਿੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਪੈਸੇਜ। ਲਵ ਫੋਰ ਰਾਮ, ਰਾਮ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਦੀ ਆਲ ਪਰਵੇਸਿਵ ਸੈਲਫ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਰ। ਸੋ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਰਿਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਦਿਸ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਰ har har sui japat, but that realization comes by cultivating love. But how do you do that? You do that through guru wisdom, bhetat sad sangat. So that was the slok. The message is that we have to look at the world through the lens of guru wisdom. In other words, we have to undo our prejudices and biases and look at the world anew, afresh, by cultivating devotion to the Har. And this relationship is explained in the first three chants in various ways. It is the relationship of sacrifice, like milk and water, which when boiled, the water evaporates to protect the milk. Like the bumblebee that is oblivious to its own death, when it is stuck in the pollen, it still buzzes with delight. Now, this is all poetic, metaphoric expressions. So look for Guru wisdom as the guide. Bhetat sadh sangat. And then there are examples given, metaphorical, in order for us to understand what qualities have to be cultivated. So in the second chant, it is the fish out of water, a rainbird parched, thirsty. We need to be like the fish and the rainbird. Couple of things here. One is a yearning. The other is a sense of inner awareness that we are of the same substance, just like the fish is of the same substance as the water. It's just a denser version of that water. We too are living in that ocean of consciousness. So that is inner awareness. In the third chant, cultivation of longing and yearning, like the chakvi, the bird, Chakvi Sur Sinehe, or like the nightingale, Kokil Ambaparit. Cultivate longing, a desire to redirect yourself. And this essence is imaginal. We have to imagine the future, if you will. And now the fourth chant, we are giving some other examples, but now we are in a state where we are in resonance with the self, and then This is the state of the mind. The Guru gives us examples of the deer. Nisakuranka jaise naad sune. Like the deer runs amok when it hears the music or smells its own kasturi. It loses its mind. Sravani hyo deve. Upon listening, hyo deve. It loses its mind. Aisi preet ki jai. That should be the intensity of your love. And then another example. Jaise tarune batar urji pir sive. Taruna is a young bride engrossed in taking care of her husband. Pir sive. Ehman lal dije. Place your heart in the service of this universe. Man lal dija, bhog karija. Lal, the color of love, crimson, symbolic of love. And then bhog karija, union. Habbe khushiya rang maane. Then enjoy the bliss of that union, which encompasses everything. And then the Guru concludes by saying, Pir apna paya lal rang banaya. I am now colored, soaked, absorbed in that love. Gur thiya sakhi. The Guru is my witness. In other words, I'm looking at the world through Guru wisdom. Ta ditam akhi, I too have become a witness. Ditam akhi, I can see. I can see my beloved everywhere, in everything. Pir jeha avar nadi se, I don't see another. I only see my beloved. This is the outpouring of a devotee, of a jan. This is bhakti. Kahu Nanak chod chant dayal mohan ke. So the Guru says, these are my odes, my offerings to that Mohan. Mohan, one who hypnotizes. Man har charan gahije. Self-knowledge. Aisi man preet ki jai. So he concludes, after giving us all of these examples, which we have to translate into qualities, how do we love life? Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.